In the last video, we spoke about reviews and how to get the link and how to actually get happy customers to start leaving reviews for you. Now, what happens if you get a negative review? It's not the end of the world. And quite frankly, in the 10 years that I've been working with Google, I've only ever once had to phone a client and say to them, pick up the phone, call your lawyer. And it was taken down very, very quickly. So, one of the best ways to actually handle a negative review. The first thing you do is number one, don't panic. The next thing that I recommend you do is actually have a look at the person's profile. So the reason that you do this is because if they haven't worked with you and you don't know them, you can actually go and see what kind of reviews they leave and get an idea of the kind of reviews that they leave online. The next thing that you can do is reply. Now, the first response is always, "We are sorry to hear you feel that way." You're not apologizing for anything. You're literally saying, "We're sorry that you feel that way." If they're not a client, it's as simple as, "We have no record of working with you. You're not a client of ours. We've reported this as spam." If they are a client that simply hasn't been happy, then again, you always start with, "We're sorry to hear you feel that way." But, and again, you've got to remember that when it comes to negative reviews, you have to be respectful because this is a public forum and people are going to read it. And in a previous case, we had a client who somebody left a negative review for no other reason than she didn't like the ethnicity of the person that turned up to her house. And it gave the client, my client, a great advantage of actually explaining their process. And so eventually, through explaining their process, anyone that was reading that negative review could see that because of the processes this particular business used, it didn't matter who turned up to that person's house, the same job would be done and the same caliber of work would be done. So there's a lot of different ways that you can manage negative reviews. So, but please do not ask for reviews purely for the sake of being afraid of getting a negative one, because quite often, if you do get a negative one, it is a great way to turn it around and show your processes and show how your business works. Or if nothing else, showing potential clients how you handle conflict. Once you've replied, the next thing that you can do is click on these three dots here and report the review. Now, there's a number of different ways. And again, like I said, in the 10 years that I've been working with Google, I've only ever had once that I've had to recommend to a customer, to a client to actually call their lawyer. And within 48 hours, Google had taken the review down anyway. But you can see here, there's a whole range of different things that you can select. So whether the review has nothing to do with your business, whether it's spam, if it's a competitor, if you can prove that this is a competitor, Google will take it down. Swear words and all of this sort of nonsense, generally Google's onto it and they'll take it down pretty much straight away. Bullying or harassment, discrimination, or personal information. Now, in this previous case, this person leaving a review actually put up photos and had put up personal information of people working in the business. So that's why it was taken down so quickly. But you can actually go through, select one of these, send the report, and with generally within 24 to 48 hours, Google will come back to you and either say it's been taken down, or we find that it's not actually relevant to what you're claiming. But again, if you reply in a respectful manner, you're actually showing potential clients how you handle conflict and the caliber of business that you are. So you can look at that actually as a positive. So that's how you manage negative reviews. The next thing that we're going to be talking about is managing ownership and teams.